What if everything you've been taught about success is backward? While most of us chase recognition, wealth, and status, Stephen Covey reveals a profound truth. These are merely shadows of real achievement. True greatness doesn't come from what others think of you, but from who you truly are. Primary greatness, built on character, contribution, and principle, creates lasting impact, while secondary greatness, focused on image, popularity, and position, eventually crumbles. This distinction isn't just philosophical, it's the difference between a life of fulfillment and one of constant insecurity. As we navigate a world obsessed with appearances, Covey's insights offer a revolutionary alternative: success from the inside out. We all live three distinct lives simultaneously. Our public life is what colleagues and acquaintances see. Our private life is shared with family and close friends. But it's our secret life, our inner thoughts, motives, and self-talk that powers everything else. This secret garden within us determines whether we pursue primary or secondary greatness. Most people never fully explore this inner realm, letting their lives be scripted by external expectations instead. We stay too busy to enter the quiet space where transformation happens. Yet this is precisely where primary greatness begins, through self-affirmation that's positive, present tense, visual, and emotional. Norman Cousins demonstrated this power when facing a serious illness with 1 in 500 odds of recovery. Through positive emotions, laughter, and visualization, he recovered against all odds. Like astronauts who train in simulators before facing space, we must live less from memory and more from imagination, creating the internal foundation that everything else builds upon. What you are ultimately matters more than what you can do. No structure, system, or skill set can fully compensate for character deficiencies. Emotional maturity, a key component of character, comes from balancing courage with consideration. Harvard professor Hran Saxanian defined emotional maturity as expressing your feelings and convictions with courage while considering others' feelings and convictions. Without this balance, you sacrifice either results or relationships. Even technically brilliant people ultimately fail when they lack this foundation. Humility serves as the mother of all virtues by centering us on principles rather than ego, while courage functions as the father of virtues. Together, they help us achieve full integration as individuals. Character development demands patience. Those who consistently apply high-leverage principles gradually expand their influence, becoming models and mentors who break negative cycles in families and organizations. Why do so many smart companies struggle with toxic cultures? They've forgotten that organizational character flows from individual character, and when that erodes, no amount of technical competence can save them. Have you ever felt completely lost despite following all the bright directions? That's what happens when we disconnect from principles, the natural laws that govern human effectiveness, regardless of our awareness or obedience. While we control our actions, we don't control their consequences. Those are governed by principles. The distinction between principles and values is crucial. Values can become distorted by culture or powerful personalities, while principles remain universal, timeless, and self-evident. What makes humans unique is our capacity to align with these principles through four endowments: self-awareness, the ability to examine our paradigms; conscience, our internal guidance system; independent will, the capacity to act rather than react; and creative imagination, the power to visualize beyond present reality. These endowments must be continuously nurtured through practices like journaling, listening to our conscience, keeping promises, and visualization. When we're principle-centered, we gain humility that helps us learn from the past, hope for the future, and act with genuine confidence in the present. Isn't it interesting that the most successful people aren't those with the most talent or resources, but those who align themselves with unchanging principles? Our beliefs about the world determine our behavior. potentially imprisoning us if we value secondary greatness over primary greatness. Like prisoners looking through bars, our perspective determines whether we see mud or stars. Four mental prisons keep us trapped. Emotional imprisonment, when others label us based on past mistakes. The sickness of finding fault, focusing on others' flaws while ignoring our own. Scarcity scripting, believing there's limited success to go around. And role imbalance, juggling competing demands without clear priorities. Breaking free requires seeking forgiveness, working on ourselves before judging others, embracing abundance thinking, and maintaining perspective on what truly matters. These shifts aren't just psychological exercises, they're essential steps toward primary greatness. Consider how often we justify our own shortcomings while holding others to impossible standards. Or how frequently we make decisions from fear of scarcity rather than confidence in abundance. These mental patterns keep us focused on secondary greatness, appearing successful rather than being successful. Total integrity isn't just one aspect of primary greatness, it's the foundation everything else builds upon. While those lacking integrity live in a world of seeming to be something they're not, people with primary greatness have integrity deeply inscribed in their character. This requires an organic approach where everything is seen through an ethical lens rather than compartmentalizing ethics. True integrity emerges from the combination of humility, recognizing that principles ultimately govern, and courage, acting on those principles regardless of pressure. The benefits are profound: wisdom, better judgment and life balance, abundance mentality, freedom from constant comparison, synergy, ability to work with others for better solutions, and relationships of trust with all stakeholders. Many corporate ethics programs fail because they focus on appearance rather than substance. Like quality, ethics can't be inspected in or relegated to a department. It must be integrated throughout the organization. True organizational integrity happens when ethics statements become constitutions from which everything flows. What would change in your life if integrity became your non-negotiable standard? How might your decisions, relationships, and outcomes transform? Primary greatness requires having a mission that serves something higher than ourselves. Rather than taking the easy path, we must ask, how can I contribute to the world? Finding your contribution means answering three questions. What does the world need? What am I good at? How can I meet real needs where I work? Like Mr. Holland in the film, whose opus became teaching rather than composing, true contribution often comes from nurturing others rather than pursuing recognition. This requires both mastery over self, private victory, and inspiring others towards shared vision. Many fail at the private victory by transferring responsibility, lacking personal mission, avoiding risk, or neglecting lifelong learning. Others fail the public victory through inability to delegate or failure to build supportive environments. When facing retirement or major life transitions, we must decide whether to coast through our final years or tackle the challenging work of reinvention that will benefit future generations. This choice reveals whether we prioritize personal comfort or lasting contribution. As Covey emphasized in his final interview, live life in crescendo. Your most important work always lies ahead, never behind. You may retire from a job, but never from meaningful contributions. This perspective of continuous growth and service represents the ultimate expression of primary greatness. What contribution are you uniquely positioned to make? The world is waiting for your answer.